We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card, true to your money, and by OG&E. We energize life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Gundy Radio Show as we talk Cowboy football, getting ready for the matchup at TCU this weekend, and a review of Oklahoma State's win 50-44 over Texas Tech on Saturday at the stadium on Senior Day. And what a day it was for Desmond Jackson, the transfer tailback who rushed for 235 yards. He was third string going into the week, albeit a third stringer we all thought was pretty good. And then, as it turns out, he just has a monster day, the 21st best rushing performance in Cowboy history. And safe to say, I'm not sure any of the 20 above him did it under the circumstances under which he pulled it off. We will take a break, come back. Coach Gundy's here, and we'll start our conversation with him in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyotathon is on now. Come in today.
Current offers end November 30th. Toyotathon ends January 4th. Toyota, let's go places. We at OCT Equipment are open and here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
Saving money is good, but saving money and time is even better. Simple, safe, and quick, the MyPhillips 66 app saves you up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas, so you can focus on going and saving. Download today so you can save more to go more. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the MyPhillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
You will have a howling good time when you stop by Stone Wolf Casino, located at Exit 37 off the Cimarron Turnpike between Tulsa and Stillwater. On game day or any other day, the casino and bar staff is friendly and there to help keep you safe while you play. Whether you want to fill up your tank at the Travel Plaza, fill up your belly at Mazzio's Go, or fill up your pockets with winnings, Stone Wolf Casino is the place to be. Stone Wolf Casino, a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics.
If someone ranked you number one at what you do, would you brag about it? Maybe just a little? Well, Forbes magazine ranked Communication Federal Credit Union the number one credit union in the state of Oklahoma. So maybe, like you, we brag a little.
We're number one!
Number one may be the loneliest number for some, but not for Communication Federal. Our 95,000 members are along for the ride, too. Join us and see why. Communication Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The deli at Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins just keeps getting better and better. You'll see a lot of folks coming in for breakfast. Ampride's got fresh, hot biscuits and gravy, breakfast croissants, or biscuits with your choice of bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. And they've got fresh breakfast pastries like apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, filled long johns or twists, bear claws, and donuts. Get a great breakfast to go or eat in. And Ampride's just as good when it's lunch or supper time. Ampride Travel Plaza at the intersection of Highways 177 and 33.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every quarterback needs a great team, and UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of Oklahoma State Athletics.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College, and we're happy to have you with us as we visit about Oklahoma State football. We still have two games left, which is great news. Maybe three, maybe even four, actually. I'm selling ourselves short, so we may have a lot of ball left, which is unusual for December, to say the least. But it's a good thing. Every time you get to play, it's a win, as we have learned in college football the past couple of weeks. Coach Gundy is with us, and not only is it a win when you get to play, it's even better when you do win. And congratulations on the victory on Saturday against Texas Tech. And that was an interesting game on a lot of fronts, but it was a good win.
It really was. We've had a lot of exciting games in Stillwater over the last 10, 12 years, particularly through those years with all the offensive firepower in the Big 12 Conference. I don't know that we've ever had one that included as many big plays or events where you're holding your breath in special teams. With, Tech jumped up on us, and then they were ahead and tried this surprise onside. And at that time, we really hadn't done much in the second half on offense. We were stumbling around pretty good. And I had a concern in that we hadn't really slowed down Tech's running game in the latter part of the third quarter. We got a little bit tired, and they were pounding us pretty good on it. So when they tried the surprise onside and JT caught it on the run and ran it in for a touchdown, that was a huge momentum swing, and it changed our excitement and energy we had on our football team on the sideline just changed instantly. And with that play, it was interesting that the ball jumped right before he caught it. It wasn't like he went and caught it on a high hop. It wasn't like it was just a pop fly in the outfield.
Right.
He went to attack it, which he's supposed to, and the ball was pretty low to the ground, and then it jumped up right in his face. And as we saw at Kansas State, he has a history of playing wide receiver in high school, and so he's a really good eye-hand coordination guy. And that ball at Kansas State that he returned for a touchdown jumped right in his hands, and that ball happened. That happened fast.
Very fast.
And he caught it and was a very – made it look easy in scoring. And then Saturday, when he caught that ball off the bounce, most college players or maybe any level of player would just go down. They would just catch it and be kind of shocked and surprised and relieved that they made the play, and they would just go to the ground. I've seen that happen on different things. And he didn't even blink catching it on the run and just took right off through there. And, of course, he was gone as soon as that happened. And he had good ball security, and he didn't take any chances. And our team did a good job of not getting a stupid penalty. Because if you block anybody on that play, you're going to get a flag because you're going to be 10 to 15 yards behind the play.
Right.
And even if you block them legally, they have an opportunity to throw a flag. So that's an important piece. Just like on Trey Sterling's interception, there was a lot of chances for guys to go look somebody up and block somebody, but we coach and we teach and we review them on Saturdays before we go to the stadium, the importance of when we do get a fumble or an interception or a play like JT made, don't touch anybody unless you're in front and or they're close to making the tackle on the ball carrier or you're going to get flagged. So a huge momentum swing with the play that he made. And then we have an onside kick. A legitimate onside kick. So this is the second one.
Right.
First one we return for a touchdown. Then you have another onside kick, which is that new flying saucer onside kick, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, a boomerang.
Yeah, where they're rotating the ball, and it continues to work its way to the 10-yard mark, which is what it has to go for the other team, for the kicking team to be able to recover it. And it's spinning, and they're there waiting on it, and we're waiting on it based on that kick. Mm-hmm. Because it goes toward the 10-yard mark, and then it also travels sideways. So our team executed that as good as we could have, with us blocking, and then as soon as Tylan Wallace felt like the ball was going to go 10 yards, he tried to jump on it, but the rotation kicked the ball out.
Right.
So we were able to come up with that, which was good, which, you know, in most cases you think that, you know, the game's over. And then we fumbled it back to him. We fumbled it back to him either after that or after the fourth down stop. I can't remember because there were so many changes.
Yeah, there was a bunch.
But then we went out with in a position to really kind of – game was over, and we fumbled it right back to him. So now it's back on. They end up converting a couple fourth downs, which they had fourth and shorts, and I did not want to play attack, press, short – yardage defense and give them a free long throw. So we played base and gave up a couple fourth and shorts. But at that time, the clock is your friend.
Right, of course.
So we wanted to use the clock and try to hold them off. And then we do the only thing you shouldn't do is give up a throw over the top. I shouldn't say that. The long throw, the 35 or 40-yard touchdown throw, Christian was in good coverage. It was a back shoulder throw behind him on the one-yard line. That's a tough play to defend. And then we get another onside kick. So now we're at the third one. And this one never got close. I think it ended up going out of bounds about 6 yards instead of 10. But everybody was standing there waiting on it again. And our guys made a good decision letting it go out of bounds, which got us the ball back. And then we were able to, at that point, we only needed to get a first down. And when we got the fourth and one and had the same result that we got at Tulsa a year ago, on the same play, actually, where we were able to pop through in a heavy defense, all out, stop the run, pop through, you know, which can happen. You see that happen at times. Happened to us in the game. And then now we didn't tell Dez to surrender and not score. That discussion had taken place prior on the sideline. And then, of course, we talk about it as an offense. And somehow he got in his mind that we wanted him to not score.
So you wanted him to go ahead and score?
Sure, yeah, sure. Because that makes it clearly a two-score game. And you kick off. What he did is fine because you could run the game out. But there's no reason not to. The message, you know, that I had for the staff is when it happened, he took a discussion that was going on the sideline 4 or 5 minutes earlier out to the field, but we never called for that play. So we just need to make sure we're on the same page. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a right or wrong, but either way, we just need to make sure that we're on the same page. So we don't get that confused again. But it's, you know, it's interesting with young people. You know, you have a discussion about something, and then if you're not real clear 3 or 4 minutes later on what you want to a T, you know, in his mind, he had carryover because that discussion had taken place on the sidelines. But so you had the 3 onside kicks, you had the 4th and 1, you had the long passes. You know, you just had so many different things going on in the game that made it a very, very entertaining game to watch, I would think. But obviously coaching in it was not as fun as it would be as watching it. So, but it was good for our team. You know, we were able to come back and, you know, had a few guys out we were able to overcome those guys not being out there. Chuba obviously didn't practice and play, and LD didn't practice and play, and Tevin Jenkins, you know, didn't practice, so he didn't play. I thought that our game plan on offense was good based on the availability we had of personnel. It allowed us to practice 5 guys on the offensive line at the same position throughout the week. And I don't know, that might be maybe the first game since Kansas or West Virginia that we were able to practice those 5 guys. I don't remember if anybody got hurt in one. I don't know. Maybe we haven't done it all year. I don't know. Where we practiced the same guys all week and then played in the game that way. So, see, either West Virginia or Kansas, Tevin didn't practice all week. I don't remember what game it was.
I think it was West Virginia, if I remember right.
So he didn't practice. So 72 was practicing a tackle and then folded back in and played a guard. So, see, we might have only had the only game this year that we might have practiced. Did somebody get – I think we might have got a lineman hurt at Kansas.
I think we did.
We did. I can't remember who it was, but somebody got hurt at Kansas.
Yeah, I think we did.
And
been so many, I don't remember like I should.
Maybe it was Maturko or somebody.
Yeah.
That was in there. Somebody got hurt. So this might have been the only game that we were able to practice 5 players at the spot they were supposed to play in the offensive line and then finish the game with those same 5 guys.
Wow.
It might be the only one. So that allowed us to be much more successful from a missed assignment standpoint, which is good. You don't get defensive linemen or backers turned loose in the backfield, so your negative yardage plays go down considerably. You stay on the chains. And then we, you know, Dez worked hard and ran good and was durable and had energy and you know, we haven't had a back play that many plays. Well, Chuba did last year. Chuba had a couple games where he had 30-something carries.
Yeah. Oh, he did, yes.
Yeah, so he was a workhorse for us last year. So he was good at what he did, and, you know, and just like you and I were talking earlier off the air, he doesn't get knocked back very much. You know, he continues to move forward. A couple times he got the ball on third and one or third and two, and there wasn't a lot there. He dropped his pads and ran through them and converted. So that's very encouraging. And then the quarterback played well, made some plays. He made one poor decision on the interception. That goes back to, he didn't have anything there. He's running to his left. He's right-hand quarterback. Right. Everybody's covered. It's okay to punt. Just throw it out of bounds and don't take a loss, and we'll punt the football. That's important for quarterbacks to understand that the coaches get to coach on the other team and the players get to play on the other team. Sometimes they're going to get you. When they do, it's okay to punt. Other than that, his composure was really good. His reads and thought process was really good in that game, and you could see how smooth we were offensively when those things all fall in place. And then Tylan Wallace was fantastic, like always. You know, continues to just make play after play, and he's been such a great leader for our team this year. And, you know, coming back off the injury and with all the COVID and, you know, players that are not playing their senior year or not playing at all. You know, he came out and overcame the injury. And, you know, there's been times in the last few games that, you know, we've asked him late in the game, you know, do you want to sit out, you know, and he doesn't want to. He wants to play. And he's done himself a big-time favor being a leader for our team, and he's also done himself a big-time favor financially.
Oh, sure.
With his play and competing. And, you know, the NFL guys, they want guys that want to play. I mean, they're in the business to win games and make money. They're not in the business to graduate you and be your friend. And so he's really made huge strides this year by competing and playing hard and wanting to be on the field. And then defensively, it was an interesting game from the standpoint that I think at halftime they had like 150 yards on three plays.
That's right.
And big plays count. But when I went through and graded the video Sunday morning, I kept watching and thinking, I mean, we really played pretty good defensively with the exception of two short yardages and a throw. So I was encouraged from that standpoint that we did overall play better. We just, you know, have to fit those short yardage plays up and not give up the home run plays. And then I felt like that when we went through a slow time offensively in the third quarter, we allowed them to stay on the field too much, and then they got a little fatigued, and then Texas was running the ball on them. Same thing we did to them in the fourth quarter. When we shut them down two or three times in a row and they turned it over and our offense was on the field quite a bit, we ran it down their throat because they got fatigued. So, you know, with all that being said, you know, it was interesting in that, you know, you get up 15 points and then or whatever, and then you're up 20 and you look at the clock and there's 7 minutes left. You're thinking, you know, this is pretty much over if you just make good decisions. There's not enough time from them. And then before you know it, they're right back in it. And then It pushed us all the way to the end. So, but sometimes it's good to win games that way. You know, guys know they can rally back and overcome adversity and find ways to win. So we were excited from that standpoint. And then health wise, we really didn't get anybody in that game banged up much. Rodarius left in the first quarter and had a foot injury. And I mean, I think he's going to be fine. But, you know, it makes a big difference on our defense when he's in the game, that's for sure.
Oh, sure, sure.
And then I think that was it. Kobe Peel, you know, tweaked his hamstring a little bit, but I think that he'll be fine this week. I think he was late in the game, he had some fatigue, and in that hamstring, when you're coming off of an injury like that, those guys get real concerned about it pulling again. And I think he'll be fine and should be back at practice on Tuesday and surely by Wednesday. So we, from an injury standpoint, we really kind of got out of the game pretty clean.
Were you surprised they went for that onside with all three timeouts left and a little less than 2 minutes to go?
The first spinner?
Yeah, been the last one.
Oh, the last spinner.
Yeah, when they had three timeouts left, down six.
Yeah. You know, I you know, that's twice that happened to us. The same thing at Kansas State.
Yeah.
It was Kansas State, the same situation.
The same thing, yeah.
In that, because it goes back to, if you get a first down, the game's over. If you don't get a first down, you get the ball back. Getting an onside kick is a very low percentage play. So to answer to your question, you know, is yes, because the only thing you're losing is field position. You're losing 30 yards of field position.
Yeah, if not more. I mean, and the thing is what happens is, you know, they have the timeouts, but because the ball went out of bounds, you're in a position without even, of course, it's cold and you weren't going to try with Brady Pohl necessarily a 53-yard field goal, but you're in a position to kick a field goal without making a first down.
Right.
Which
right.
We've talked about that on the air. It's like, wow, that makes it even more of a risky move because you could close that. Now there's two different ways to close out the game. So I guess it sounds to me like, for the most part, you're going to base your decision game to game, but a lot of times you'd probably kick it off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Let your defense try, especially with your defense.
With three timeouts, you have to, you know, they're in a, for in most cases, they're in an all-run situation.
Yeah.
Because they take a chance to throw it, and if they miss a throw or you're covered down or you drop it, clock stops. Now the other team gets a timeout back. So that's the issue you have. So in most cases, you know, you can put everybody up there, and if you gap them out, you know, they shouldn't be able to get 10 yards, and then you just get the ball right back, potentially on the 50-yard line.
Then fourth and one, though, you gashed them.
Yeah, we did. We ran the same play twice in a row, and we blocked that play pretty well, and Dez is a downhill guy, and so, you know, it worked out well for us and you know, gave us a way to say, hey, the game's over.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Although the COVID-19 pandemic presented its own set of unique challenges, Bank First employees remain available on-site to meet your individual banking and lending needs. Stillwater's interactive teller machines provide teller service without physical contact, and we're pleased to report that our Payroll Protection Program loans funded payroll checks for more than 3,000 Payne County residents. For 120 years, we have been here when Stillwater needs us. Now and always, Bank First remains loyal to Stillwater and you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's check off some of the reasons to stop by Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins. 24-hour pay at the pump, Cinex top-tier gas? Check. Big, clean bathrooms and you don't need a key? Check. Your favorite six-point beers and a good selection of wines? Check. Deli Fresh BLTs, breakfast biscuits and pastries, right off the grill burgers, and right out of the fryer onion rings, fries, okra, mushrooms, and much more? Check. Lottery tickets and scratchers? Check. All this and more at Ampride Travel Plaza. Check them out in Perkins.
Planning to go to college soon? The NOC OSU Gateway Program provides students with a small campus feeling and big campus resources. Students have access to resources like the Colvin Center, the Edmund Lowe Library, transit systems, university housing, athletics, and more. For more information, stop by 615 North Monroe or visit us at gateway.okstate.edu. We're Northern Oklahoma College, and this is how we do life-changing in cowboy country.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of cowboy football. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange t-shirt or a new ball cap, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at ChrisUniversitySpirit.com, and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/cowboysortho. Visit mercy.net/cowboysortho. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one is a plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show on this Monday. Happy to have you with us. So we talk about the Texas Tech win. Get ready for TCU. Desmond Jackson, you mentioned him earlier, how well he played. 36 carries for 235 yards. But obviously you had seen things that you liked from him in practice, but L.D. Brown and Chuba Hubbard were ahead of him. You mentioned durability, but what else did you like about him? And the thing is, he looks like a much different type of runner than the other two guys you have that are playing prominently, Brown and Hubbard.
What we saw from him Saturday is a really good illustration of what we saw when we watched him play junior college football, that he runs a little bit upright, but he has a good power for a guy that doesn't lean as much as what most of those guys would. He was here with us and had a chance to grow up and develop, and it's a lot like what we got out of Chris Carson. Chris Carson played a little bit and then was injured off and on for months and months and months, and then his senior year, last year here, he really came on, and particularly midway through the season, all the way up till the end, he changed his whole demeanor and how he approached the game. Sometimes we see that from players that that go to a junior college out of high school. So he's had the advantage of being here longer and has developed his body and obviously his condition. We saw that he was in good condition and has learned, and I would think that now has a lot of confidence after that game, in that the way he just went and attacked the game, and I was excited about seeing some of those things that we saw where he could get downhill and can kind of slash and would protect the ball and would push the pile and different things like that. We saw that. So I would guess that as he continues to gain confidence in his ability, and you would think that he would practice better this week, just knowing, okay, I'm the guy now, which, you know, there's no reason for us to not think that he can start. And, you know, if we get Chuba or LD back, you know, they can – they're not going to be as healthy as he is.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they can come back and get a few reps, you know, during the latter part of the week, and we can use them as a guy you bring out of the bullpen.
Well, and I guess, you know, that's one of the things you have to evaluate this time of year is, am I better off with the second-team guy or even third-team guy at 100% or one of my top two guys at the position at 30 or 40 or 50%? The decisions you have to make all the time this time of year, and it's probably more this year than other years because of the extension of the season.
Yeah, you know, for me, this team – we've struggled offensively because we haven't practiced as a unit. I've visited with you about that.
Yeah.
And I have done this 16 years, okay? So I'm not making excuses. Everybody has certain types of injuries and things they deal with every year. That's just the way it is. I mean, sometimes we've gone through and never had one of our five linemen hurt all year. And then there's other times we've had a few here and there, and then this has been the most traumatic, for lack of a better term, for us. And when those guys have not practiced together, and then the backs, I mean, Chuba's not practiced much in 6 weeks, and LD didn't practice at all for Kansas State, practiced very little for OU, and then didn't practice at all last week. So we haven't practiced as a unit, and that makes a big difference. It does for us. And last week we did. The guys that practiced, fortunately, they all stayed healthy. They all played in the game. And Tech's had some good moments defensively this year, and then they've had some times that I'm sure they wish they would have played better. But for where we were and the compatibility to get everybody out there practicing as a group, including the skilled kids and the quarterback. I mean, we haven't had the quarterback's missed I don't know how many weeks.
Right.
He didn't practice for Kansas State. He did for OU. So finally we've got everybody out there, and so it makes a big difference is what I'm trying to say. It just is what it is.
And that's got to be a common problem across college football. Guys, out, in, out. Mm-hmm. Shut your team down even. Mm-hmm. In, out. It's crazy.
Sure, that's right.
So how does that – do you find or have you found that you've had injury issues, others have had more COVID-related issues – And we've talked about this to some extent, so I think I know the answer, but simplify? I mean, is it even more important because of what's going on this year for various reasons to say we just got to be simple?
I think that's important. We talked about that back in July.
Yeah.
And in particularly in August. Our medical people and the COVID, and the way that we've handled it here is the way you draw it up. And up to this point, we've been very fortunate. The virus hasn't affected us physically in games from a player not being available. We've had a few here and there that aren't available, but we didn't get a massive blow like some teams have. Now, what I do know is this, in my opinion, the virus, with the uncertainty that everybody in this country is going through since March, has dealt the players more of a mental blow than a physical blow. And now they've kind of learned to deal with it, but they're tired of it now.
Yeah.
They test 3 times a week. They have to come in early on Sunday when they need to rest. They have to be there at a certain time Wednesday. They have to be there on Fridays 4 hours and sometimes more than they normally come over. Friday's a day that they catch up with their rest, and because most of them don't have a lot of school on Friday. So all of us are tired of the virus, and with the players, it's affected them more mentally than it has physically here, because we haven't had a big blow with players being out. So that's where... I had a question somebody asked me today and earlier in media. I don't even remember who it was, but it was, do I think, in my opinion, that the virus has created more injuries and players not competing in games? And I would say I'm almost 100% sure that answer is yes. Not necessarily the virus, but what the virus brought kept us from June and July, yeah, and we didn't do much in August because the doctors and everybody was uncertain and don't push them too hard. And that's what we do. We push them hard. June and July is extremely difficult physically for our football team. Well, it wasn't this year. We didn't do much, and two, it wasn't mandatory. So most of our team was training, but not all together because they were all over the place. And then we got into August, and we didn't have a lot of science behind the virus, which we still don't have science behind it now to a certain extent because it hadn't been around long enough.
Right. Sure, that's true.
Our doctors were saying, hey, you can't push them in August now. I mean, we have to be slow in between drills. Well, we don't do that. We have to give them more breaks. That's not how you build up endurance. And you just have to watch guys. And then the players that did have it, who've recovered, they all went through the cardio testing and the MRIs, and so they're out longer than you're supposed to be. And if they have somewhat of an abnormal EKG, which if they put an EKG on you and I now, over half the people that take one have some sort of abnormality to their heart. But it's just something, it's who you are, your genetic makeup. Well, now, every little one of those that you've seen, justifiably so, we got to go do more research. So that person's put back on hold. And that's kept us from preseason preparation to get a group of young men prepared to go through the duration of a long physical football season. That's been more of an impact than the actual virus, was the lack of preparation.
Yeah, and yet it seems like, based on what we've seen in the fourth quarter against Texas Tech and against Kansas State, you're further ahead of most of your opponents because you've worn teams down.
Yeah, we're in decent shape. You know, we talked about this the first four games, and on the radio, I said we're not in good shape. I'm worried. I'm concerned about us not being able to play fast and function like we always have around this place. We're in decent shape now. We don't have a lot of virus issues, and the practices that we've been allowed to have once we got through the month of September, we're somewhat back to normal. So we've had October, November, so they've been at it 8 weeks, so now they're in decent shape. Mm-hmm. Kind of where they would be when we get to the middle of August is where they've finally gotten over the last few weeks.
Yeah, interesting. We'll pause for a break, come back with more in a moment. From Stillwater, this is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Rahm's new sweet and spicy Gouda Burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger, available for a limited time at Brahms.
Behind the goalie's net or in front of the set, there's nothing like watching the action on the ice. But some of us want to be in the game, too. Mercy's knee replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about knee replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/OSU guide. Visit mercy.net/OSU guide. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Oh, man!
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted! He's going to score!
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it! Touchdown!
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Cowboy fans, it's time to party like a VIP. Score the ultimate watch party set with everything you need to host your own OSU football watch party, plus $250. Register your MidFirst debit or credit card today and earn additional sweepstakes entries for each qualifying purchase. Visit midfirst.com/register for more details. Offer ends December 31st, no purchase necessary. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Cowboys and TCU coming up this weekend. Now, this thought just sort of glanced through my mind over the weekend after the game regarding Bowles. What have you heard regarding Bowles? Anything as far as plans? Are they staying with conference alliances? Have you heard much yet?
I haven't heard one thing.
Really?
No, I don't know anything about it. I hate to say this, but and again, I haven't checked any of the numbers, but it doesn't look good, in my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. You know, and there's nothing better than rewarding your team for a bowl, with a bowl, I should say. And, you know, we're on a streak here. This is 15 in a row for us, which obviously that streak continued whether we have them or not. But if, you know, bowl games are about spending time in a location and you do two or three functions with the people that have put money in it, the host and the sponsors, and you eat dinners and you do activities, and there's just not much of that going on in the country right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about what happens during the bowl and then you say, how is any of that going to happen? I guess you could test everybody and do it, and, you know, you could say it at risk and test again before the game. And if you have it, then you don't get to play. If with these numbers going up and, you know, the way things are going with people and how they feel about it, I don't know. But I haven't heard anything, and I'm guessing, again, that part of that is because there could be a lot of people that are like, I don't even know if we're going to do this.
Right.
So how much do you put into it based on what the availability is by location? Now, I guess that could vary state to state, right?
Sure.
But where are our bowls? Most of our bowls are in Texas. Texas's numbers have gone through the roof, right?
They've not been good.
Florida.
Good.
I mean, so locations for our, you know, Liberty Bowl is, you know, I don't know what's going on over in Memphis.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
So I would think that could have something to do with it. Don't we still have a bowl in Arizona? I think.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on out there. So it'll be I guess they're going to have to start talking about it here, I would say, maybe middle of next week, right?
Yeah, I would think. Television will play some role in it. I'm sure ESPN wants the content. I guess.
That's the one thing that I think.
Joker in the deck.
I think that's where everybody's saying, hey, look, here's the deal. If TV's still going to pay for it, it's probably going to happen.
Sure. And I guess the one thing you could do, geez, what a depressing thought this is. But in the grand scheme of depressing thoughts, this is very minor. I think we would all agree. Is it? I guess you could treat it like a road game. You fly in on Friday night and play the bowl game on Saturday and come home. That's terrible for the players, but again, it's better than many options that we are facing in 2020 that are far worse.
Yeah.
But I guess you could do that.
Yeah, you could. And I think there's even been some talk of, you know, for us, it's, and for most people, it's a week. You're there because you do it like a game week. I've heard to the grapevine, I don't even know if it's accurate, but people saying it's, you know, it's a 3-day trip instead of a 6-day trip.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or if they wanted to have it, TV wanted to have it, conference alignments wanted to have it, because, you know, whether you like it or not, money's going to play a factor. If you say money's not going to play a factor, then, you know, you're misleading yourself. But if there's money that's invested in it, then the TV people are going to want a game, and it could very well be just what you said.
Yeah.
You come in on a, you know, if the game's on a Thursday, you come in Tuesday, you get set up, do everything, stay the night, pregame all the next day, get up the next, stay the night, get up the next morning, play.
Yeah, could do that. And then you get into all the fun decisions of, do I let the guys go home for Christmas? When do I let them go home? Mm-hmm. How long do I let them go home?
Right.
Do I let them actually come back and travel on their own to the bowl site like we often do? Given the COVID situation, all that fun decision making that where there is just no clear answer.
Well, that and you have, because of the way it's set up with way less more time, based on the majority of us are going to finish the season in the middle of December.
Yes.
Everywhere in the country.
Absolutely.
And with the exception of the ACC's gotten quite a few games in, but they're not much more ahead of us. So the other decision that's going to be made is how many players will bypass the bowl that are potential NFL players now based on the amount of time. Because, you know, when it's happened, you've had a player come in and say, my agent thinks it's best for me to get ready to play in the NFL over the next month, because you don't play a game for over a month.
Right.
Well, now you might be playing in a week. So it'll be interesting to see how people handle that.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll take a break, come back. More with Coach Gundy coming up. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now, so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Talking Cowboy football on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. TCU is coming up on Saturday, and late last night, that being Sunday night, we received the word it'll be an 11 a.m. kickoff against the Horned Frogs. And what have been your observations of TCU? They beat Kansas handily over the weekend.
They're a good football team. They've lost a number of close games. Very, very good defensively, which they traditionally are with Coach Patterson being a defensive guy and been there forever. And you know, he's had a ton of success there. You know, he's at a place where they don't get what some people consider 4- and 5-star players, and they turn them into really tough, good football players, and they've had a lot of success. Offensively, they seem to be getting a little better. The quarterback was hurt and then came back, and they scored a bunch of points just the other day. So he's a runner. He can run it, you know, and he throws it, but he can run it. He can get out there and take off and run and score. So we'll have to be really good in the quarterback run game and be sound and then trying to maneuver a way to score some points offensively against a really good defense. So it'll be a really tough game for us. And it'll be important for us to have really good game plans.
Schematically, on defense, Is TCU pretty much similar to, is it pretty much the same thing for the most part?
Same. He's
it's
doing
basically
the
same thing, right?
He's running the same defense that he's run for as long as I've competed against him.
But just similar to what Jim does, right? Jim Knowles, pretty similar?
Yeah, yeah. They don't play as much man coverage as we do.
Okay.
But they do play – they're playing – I mean, I'm through games, three or four games, but looks like to me they're playing more man this year than they have in the past. But there's a lot of similarities. You know, now we play some three down. They're playing a little bit of three down, not as much on normal down and distance. They'll play some three down on long yardage, and then they'll throw some in as to try to throw a little wrinkle at you. But we play more three down than what they do. But his defensive structure is the same as it's been since we started competing against them years and years ago.
Well, Coach, we wish you good luck on Saturday and hopefully an uneventful week. I mean, goodness, that's the first place you have to start, it seems like, in the 2020 yeah. world. First uneventful game week and then good luck. You have to have one to get to the other, so to speak.
That's right. So appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Very good. That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy. And, again, it's Saturday at TCU. Cowboys and the TCU Horned Frogs from Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 9. And then, of course, we've got another doubleheader day because we have basketball coming up afterwards. And we'll get into those details here in just a bit. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and we'll wrap some things up after these messages. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Everywhere you go, your health care is connected to you. So it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
Calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College, Cowboys at TCU coming up on Saturday. We'll have men's basketball coming up on Saturday from Gallagher Iba Arena. John and I, as plans stand now, are making preparations to call both games. The football game, which starts with a 9 a.m. broadcast and 11 a.m. kick, and the men's basketball game, which I believe now will be set for a 6:30 p.m. tip-off at Gallagher Iba Arena. And wedged in the middle, the Cowgirl SEC Challenge game in Gallagher Iba Arena against Alabama. So that's a full day. So you could go, as far as broadcast coverage is concerned, at least here in the Stillwater area, you could go basically from 9 a.m. in the morning until, goodness, 9:30 at night, listening to John Holcomb and I and Robert Allen, Dion Amati, and then Casey Kendrick with the Cowgirl game. So we could fill up your entire day. I'm not sure you will keep your sanity if that occurs, because that's a lot of us for one day, especially as you prepare for the holidays. However, if you would choose to do so, that will be an option. As far as the Big 12 championship game is concerned and Oklahoma State's chances, those took a hit when Kansas State lost to Baylor over the weekend. The best and easiest way for Oklahoma State to achieve a spot in the championship game is to win out and then have Oklahoma lose to either West Virginia on the road or Baylor at home. There are some other possibilities, but there's layers of steps that would need to occur for that to happen. Possible, not likely. So we won't get into all the details, but that's where things stand at this point. So there's still a chance, for sure. And to assume that Oklahoma would go into Morgantown and just steamroll the Mountaineers, certainly they'll be favored in that game that has been rescheduled, but it's not an absolute certainty. That's surely the case. Thanks for listening. We'll be on the air with you tomorrow with men's basketball at Marquette. 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters. Official grocery partner of OSU football. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.